station promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Monday. It's August 20th. We're back with you.
The time is just flying.
It is, huh? It's almost the end of August already.
Yeah.
But it is Monday and we're back.
We are, and I am just laughing right now because I got this email that is really psycho, and it just basically said I applied to some modeling gig a while back, and this guy was wondering if I was interested in having a mutually beneficial relationship.
Wow.
Yeah, he literally wrote, I would like to meet twice a week for an hour or two, and it would be intimate, and I would gift you cash, $500 each time we meet.
Wow.
What the hell?
Yeah, what the hell is
that? I just got propositioned via email for a modeling gig I applied for. That is psycho.
It is psycho.
That's like, I don't even know what it is. And I just Googled, here's the thing. I'm a little bit smarter than you think. I just Googled the email. So I'm trying to find out like who this person really is. And I'm going to warn people.
Yeah.
Like, this is crazy. Really?
Wow.
What a psycho.
Was that a Craigslist type of a thing?
I don't even know.
Wow.
I have no idea.
People are fucking crazy, man. I can't believe this.
Yeah.
You know, so he was looking for models just so he can find prospective hookers.
Basically so. Yeah. I'm just like, that's crazy. What the hell are you?
Well, maybe you
thinking?
Should consider it. $500? That's not bad.
Ew, that's disgusting. That is so disgusting. Oh, my God.
You never know. Maybe he's a very attractive, handsome guy. You know?
He wrote that he was 37. Here's the thing. No, thank you. And you know what else? It's called AIDS all over it.
Yeah.
Like, no way. Yeah. Just so gross. I'm so grossed out right now.
Yeah. Would you pose in Playboy?
I would pose in Playboy if I were under the celebrity thing. Otherwise, I wouldn't do it.
No.
Because you get more money that way. Otherwise, what's the point, you know?
Yeah. Well, it gets you famous, right?
Yeah.
Get you gigs and shit.
Well, yeah, I mean, to a point, I just feel like I've worked so hard for where I am that I deserve a bigger spread, you know, and I deserve to be paid more than versus some girl who's never done anything who just spreads her cheeks.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, no.
Okay, then wait till you're even a bigger celebrity and then you can do it, you
exactly.
know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Then everybody will go like, hey man, did you pick up the Playboy with Brigetta in it?
Right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh man. Yeah, you could basically go on a one-name basis, huh? I mean, not many people are called Brigetta.
That's why, you know, that's what I like about it. It's
yeah,
cool.
It is.
And it was years ago, which is funny that, you know, I was never called that. That's my full name. But like, I shortened it when I was younger because people would be like, what kind of name is that, blah, blah, you know? And so then I used to go by Bridget for a long time. And then when I moved here, and that's, you know, Val Kilmer moved me, or when I moved here with him, I was working with him, and he saw my name on my ID, and he's like, I'm not calling you Bridget anymore because your name is Brigetta.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, why are you telling everyone it's Bridget? I'm like, because I used to get made fun of when I was little, so like, whatever, I don't go by that. And he's like, you will thank me one day. You will thank me. I'm telling everyone from now on your real name, Brigetta. I'm glad because he just started doing that, and I am the only Brigetta, and everyone knows me. So it's like simple.
True.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
It is cool.
So
you
I do
to
thank
be unique
him.
In a certain way. Yeah.
Yeah. So I do thank him for that. Thank you very much.
You thank him for a lot of things, don't you?
Yeah.
Val Kilmer.
I do thank him.
Well, what's he doing these days? Do you have any idea?
I'm not really sure. I mean, I know he had like a play that was out and some stuff.
Yeah, he had that play. What was it?
I forgot
the name of it. He was like an author or something, no? Like not Hemingway, but the other guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever his name was.
I can't think of his name either right now, but whatever. Anyway.
Yeah. So how was your weekend? I saw you were posting pictures from the beach and stuff like that.
I mean,
you had fun, huh?
I did. I just needed to get away. I went to Malibu.
The beach was the best place to go in the sea.
Yeah,
huh?
It was.
Was it still warm there? Or was it actually cold?
Oh, so warm. The water was cold, but the air was so hot.
Really?
So yeah, we had a blast. We went and got a drink first.
Uh-huh.
Paradise Club. You gotta love that place. And
I've never been. That's like the beach in Malibu, right?
It's a cove, which actually it's funny because I think part of Gilligan's Island was filmed there. Gidget was filmed there.
Oh, really?
I noticed. I was like, this is Saved by the Bell. When they used to work at the outside beach bar, that was there. A lot of different things were filmed there. And it's a cool cove. It's a cool story. They're a family that owns it. And they have, I mean, it probably seats like, I don't know, 500 people at least.
Really? So it's a private beach, right?
And you go down, and if you walk in, it's $10 per person to walk in, or you can drive in a car, and it's $3.
Really?
So, which is, I mean, for the car.
Yeah.
So, like, whatever.
That's not a lot.
No. So you go down, there's usually an hour or two wait to get in.
Oh,
so
really?
You want to go early, yeah.
Wow.
Because the restaurant's just packed, and so we got in right away, thank goodness, and we had a drink.
So the restaurant is packed, but you can go to the beach just fine, right?
You can, but that's packed too, and you just have to, yeah. I mean, there's like day beds. You can rent beds for $50 for the day, or you could do chairs for $25, or you could just lay on the beach if you want, but it's so crowded, and it's hot, and it's, if you want food, you have to like wait, you know, and they do have a carry out, which is pretty cool there. I mean, it's really cool the way it's set up. It's really neat. You can rent cabanas for like four something a day. Mm. It's pretty neat.
Yeah.
So it's a good place to go and chill. So we went there first, and then we drove down further to where there's those caves and stuff that I showed on my pages. So
caves.
Yeah. Like
there were caves?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I saw a picture with a cave.
Well, my main Facebook photo now is me inside of a cave where the water was coming through.
Oh, how
and
cool.
And yeah, that's like photos that was from there.
So where was that? Like up north a little bit?
I will tell you where that is, not on the air so people don't know.
Oh, you don't want to send everybody there.
No, I don't.
Is it sort of a private thing?
Yeah.
I mean, like
it's
secluded?
It's a public beach, but not many know about it. Mm-hmm. It's in Malibu. Malibu has really a lot of cool places. Mm-hmm. And it's just one of them.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't want to tell people.
Yeah, I know. They've got a lot of places, but you got to know about them. You know, otherwise, you don't even know they exist.
Exactly. Yeah. And there's some great spots. So, I mean, Paradise Cove is really well known. Everyone knows about that. The other place we went to is a little more hidden. So I'll tell you off air.
She's preserving the place.
I just don't want people following me there, A. Yeah. And B, I don't want... Yeah, I just don't like... It's not as known, and I don't want to keep it that way.
Okay.
I think, I don't want to share it. I'm selfish in that way.
Sounds good.
Figure it out for yourself.
Yeah. Did you do any self-healing with your Reiki? You said you were going to do self-healing, right?
I did do some of that, which was really cool.
How do you do that?
It's hard to explain, but I have a book that, you know, I follow until I memorize, like, how to do it and everything, but you kind of just tap into it. Once you're attuned to have Reiki, then you've kind of got this power that you kind of tap into and you do it. Mm. So, yeah.
Okay. Keep telling yourself that.
Well, it's funny because people I know have been healed miraculously using it.
Really? So. Then you got to do it for me. You got to convince me once and for all.
I will.
I've had back pain. I don't have it today, but maybe you can do something about the back pain. Huh?
Absolutely.
Wow.
It's interesting because, like, Jessie, who you've met, is getting paid now, and she charges $80 for the first two sessions.
Wow.
And then it goes up, from there. And they're about an hour session, 45 minutes.
I would imagine it has to work. Otherwise, these people wouldn't have any work, right?
It does work, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. So, yeah, it's exciting. Okay. And then I'm signed up for classes, so I'm good. And we're starting the homeopathic, doing that. I'm really excited.
Yeah.
Stoked. I don't know why right now I'm craving French fries. This is so random, but I really want French fries right now.
Do you eat French fries sometimes?
I eat French fries, because they're not gluten, they're potatoes, so it's fine as long as they're done right. But I am craving it.
Really?
Maybe because I worked out this morning and I need salt. That's got to be what it is. Like, I need salt.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, you can go to those McDonald's. Does they have it here?
Disgusting. I'm going to go to McDonald's.
Well, I don't know. There's The Habit. Have you eaten at The Habit before?
Yeah.
It's a great burger place. It's probably the best.
Yeah, but they're not natural fries.
They're not natural fries?
I wouldn't eat them.
What's an unnatural
fries? I don't want all that oil and grease in my fries. Like, I'd rather have them baked.
Really? Where would you get baked fries?
A lot of natural places do it.
Oh, really?
Around where I live. Yeah. Or I'll do it myself. I cut the potatoes.
Yeah.
You put them on foil, stick them in the oven, and they bake. And then,
really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's perfect. Very and then that is all natural. And
so you don't
greasy.
Like the grease and stuff, huh?
No.
I mean, that's what gives the fries its flavor.
Oh, they're flavorful.
Yeah?
Yeah. I put like Old Bay on it, a little bit of salt, not too much. I don't need all of it.
Uh-huh.
And it's great. You use sea salt, so it's better for you.
Yeah.
And there you go.
Sounds good. Well, my weekend was pretty boring as usual. You know, we went with the kids. I got to meet my daughter's boyfriend.
Really?
The new boyfriend, yeah. And, yeah, I thought it'd feel awkward, but it didn't, you know. I mean, it was just, seems like a nice guy. What's that?
How long have they been together?
3 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's new still.
Yeah, it's new.
Yeah.
You know, so I figured I'd better meet him, you know. And, yeah, I'm just hoping my daughter will do well in her relationships, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of a woman's relationships are determined by the relationship with her father, wouldn't you say?
I would say
That's
so.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm trying to have a good relationship. I always had a good relationship with her, but you never know how you're fucking up your kids without even knowing, you know.
This is true.
Then they come, you think you're doing the best job you can, and then they come back to you and go, "You screwed me up when I was young."
You know what? At least you realize this because not many fathers do.
Yeah.
I'm just saying because because, you know, I still battle with some things, and I think about it. I'm like, maybe it does go back to that. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
But my father would never admit that. No freaking way.
Yeah.
No freaking way. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, you know, but it is tough, you know, when the kids are small and you're like God to them, you know, they're constantly sitting on your lap and all that. And then they grow up and it's like they become people you don't even recognize sometimes.
Right.
So it's not easy being a parent, you know, and then seeing your kids grow up and stuff. Because, I mean, on the one hand, it's great. You see them become independent and human beings, adults and everything.
Right.
But I really miss them being young, you know.
Do you?
Yeah, I mean, I look at little kids and they're like so into their parents and stuff.
They are.
The kids are so like not.
But what about, and I guess it's the age now, but like eventually when she meets the right guy and gets a little bit older and then settles down, gets married and have kids, you'll be so excited.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm sure. And she'll probably want to see me more.
Exactly. And she will. Like she'll grow up and realize and respect you more and want that relationship back.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I know. I told my mom yesterday, I was talking to my mom in Israel and I told her, I said, she says, "I miss my grandchildren." I said, "Well, pretty soon you're going to have great grandchildren, you know?"
Yeah.
I mean, my daughter is, you know, at 22 already. Her mom had a baby when she was like 27, I think. So.
Yeah. Did she really?
Yeah.
Wow.
When I married her. So, and obviously women have kids a lot earlier as well, you know, so. You never know. I don't want to be a grandfather anytime soon. So
yeah.
I hope she waits.
How old is she again?
22.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so
oh.
I hope she waits a little bit, you know.
I think she will.
Can you imagine being a grandfather in your 50s?
God. Five, yeah.
I'm going to commit suicide.
Yeah, please don't.
I can't see myself as a grandfather. I don't even see myself as a father sometimes. I just feel young, you know?
Yeah.
Wow.
Aww. How old's your son?
My son's 19.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So they're right around near the same age.
And yeah, he just sleeps around and, you know, he does what
How do you feel about him sleeping around? Did you have to give him that, like, that fatherly
talk? Well, he doesn't,
talk?
Like, sleep around a lot. I mean, that's not what I mean. But he doesn't really have a boyfriend, so,
you
know,
mean a girlfriend? So,
I mean,
I was like, does he have a boyfriend? I don't know, he might.
Doesn't have a girlfriend, so yeah.
Right.
And
have you had the talk with them? Like, how is that? Like, when you have like the sex talk.
I mean, with my daughter, I didn't really, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, she always felt uncomfortable with it.
Well,
but
yeah.
With my son, I guess we've had many talks. You know,
really?
I mean, yeah. You know, I got him his first Playboy when he was like 16.
That's pretty cool.
And, yeah, I had him watch the Howard Stern show with me on TV and see all these chicks taking off their bras and stuff.
Oh, my God,
that's
so funny.
Yeah.
That's people a cool dad.
People would go, who lets their son watch Howard Stern?
Whatever. He's got to learn.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know? So, Yeah, so I never gave him the talk, you know, right. But we've talked about it all the time. I always give him advice. And
so does he talk to you like about, that, like, you know? Hey, I slept with this chick the other day?
Yeah.
Really?
He does, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he does tell me that. Yeah, we're pretty close, you know.
That's pretty cool.
I know.
I mean, I could never do that with my parents, ever.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I couldn't either.
No way in hell.
No, but we were really cool parents, you know. My kids always said, you guys are really cool.
That's
good.
We
have cool parents, you know.
Well, I guess, do you smoke weed with them?
I don't smoke. They don't know I smoke.
Oh, I don't know.
No, they don't know I smoke at all.
Really?
Are you
That's
crazy?
So
I'm not,
funny.
I would never smoke with my kids. In fact, we were talking about some of the friends who smoke with their parents.
Right.
And I think that's really weird, don't you think? Doesn't matter how much older you are.
I have to say, I mean, I don't know. My parents are very strict, and that's not, like, in my life. That's not how I grew up. But I do have a lot of friends that... Like, my one girlfriend smokes with her mom now and always has, I think, for a while. And then another friend of mine smokes with his dad and
really?
Has since, like, high school.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm like, that's really funny. I mean, I guess it's, like, a bonding secret. Like, the mom doesn't know and that's how you bond with them. But, yeah, I
know,
can't
when,
imagine.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. When they were younger, I used to think, well, wouldn't it be cool when they grow older to smoke with them? But I can't encourage my son to smoke.
You yeah.
know? I mean, as it is, he doesn't need much encouragement. I mean, the whole generation, it's just like they don't give a shit, man.
Right.
They do whatever they want and they don't listen.
Mm-hmm. You know? They don't listen.
Yeah, they don't listen. They don't give a shit, man. So, yeah.
Well, you know, I had a we had a pool party at my house yesterday, totally random.
Wow.
And that was fun. It was my roommate's birthday. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
I love pool parties. Those are cool.
Yeah.
Did you have a lot of people?
Well, it wasn't really me. It was I had a few friends because it was his birthday.
Oh, I see.
So,
it was mostly his friends.
Yeah.
I see.
And they're like on medical, so it was pretty cool. I mean,
yeah.
Whatever, we relaxed in the pool and grilled out, barbecued. So it was cool. It was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like fun, man. That's what you got to do when it's hot and it's summer, you know. And, you know, it's like, you know, every weekend now I want to go hiking or something. And then I go, in this heat, I can't
so
fucking
hot.
Possibly go
right.
hiking, you know.
That's why I go to the
it's
gym.
It's just too much, yeah.
Do you still pay for your gym membership even
no,
though you don't go?
No, are you
go?
Kidding? No, I canceled it a week after.
Oh, my God.
No, I
That's
fucking
really
paid
funny.
$80 for nothing, man. But it's good. It wasn't more than that.
I can't believe you just quit.
I did. I hated it. Now I'm thinking about it. I go, God, I couldn't even stand to go one more day.
Really?
Yeah, it's just boring. You know, I don't enjoy it. I don't know. Maybe if I find the right gym. I mean, it's not like it was bad, but it wasn't my my cup of tea there. I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah. But so you work out, what, every day, every other day?
I try to. I mean, I try to work out every day. Yeah. So.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good for you. Yeah. You try to stay healthy for the most part, and that's good. You know?
Yeah, I really try to. I mean, especially, like, you know, once you get you get going, then you just, you're fine. Like, it's a routine, and it's part of your routine. You'd have to get past that original, like, oh, I don't want to go, blah, blah, blah,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it's hard. It was hard for me to get over it. You know, even when I said to myself, you know what, don't even think about it. Just go in your room, change your clothes, and go. Get in the car and go.
Right.
You know, without thinking about it. Didn't work. Good in theory, but it didn't work for me. So, yeah, so that's that, you know.
Yeah.
But, something really interesting is in my family, it's actually, you know, it's not my family, it's my brother's family because it's his wife's. But a young couple, and they had two girls, and the three-year-old got cancer. And she died last year. You know, can you imagine a kid who's 3 years old and the cancer spreads through her body and everything?
What kind of cancer was it?
I don't know, but, you know, it was unstoppable, you know. I mean, it was terminal.
Wow.
And so that was a really sad story, you know. And you're thinking, I mean, how can you go on living, you know, after something like this? You lose your kid like that.
I can't even imagine.
So, but the good news is they got pregnant again, and they had another girl yesterday.
Aww.
Yeah, so that's pretty good. And, you know, so I'm very curious as to how people deal with that, you know. I mean, You know, is that like to replace the original girl or...
No.
You know, I don't know if they planned any more before.
It wouldn't be replacing. It would just be, you know...
Yeah.
I mean, it's still going to be hard. And, you know, they're going to be, you know... Oh, God. Can you imagine, like, how careful they're going to be with this child?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's nothing you... There's nothing you can do, you know?
No.
Be careful or not, they think you're born with it. You
yeah.
know, with certain genes.
Oh,
wow.
So sad.
Yeah.
I hope all goes well and...
Yeah.
You know, nothing else happens. I don't think it would happen again. I don't think, like, the universe would allow that to happen again.
You never know, but, yeah, let's hope that...
Yeah.
That everything's cool, you know?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Sad.
Sad, I know. Mm-hmm. I know.
So, what is... Who is... Okay, this is going to sound weird.
Yeah.
Who's Tony Scott?
Tony Scott... I think he's is he the director or producer of films like Top Gun and...
Oh, God. I should know this.
Yeah. What is it? True Love or something? I don't know what the hell.
I should know this.
No, I should know it, and I don't really. I just read about it.
He died.
He's, you know, whatever.
Anyway, so yeah, he died. They're doing a autopsy on him today.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. Well, too bad he died. I just don't know who he is.
I don't know either. Whatever. People went and saw The Bourne, the new...
The
Bourne movie.
Something.
Yeah. This weekend, and they said it wasn't bad, and I thought it was going to suck, because I'm like, come on, it's not him, it's a different, you know.
Yeah.
But they said it was pretty good, but it ended weird, which obviously means there's more to come, but... And that guy, the actor that has it, he's mm-hmm. also doing the Mission Impossible series.
Right.
So it's like,
yeah.
He's got a lot going on right
yeah,
now.
He does have a lot going on. He's in a lot of movies, this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I forgot his name.
I don't know.
He's not that known yet, but yeah, he's been in a few movies. And I want to watch some movies. I just don't, you know, I don't know. I don't have time. When I have free time, I just as soon read something, you know.
Yeah. Which I'm finishing up my 50 Shades of Grey. I'm on book 2 now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you started reading that.
I did. It is so good.
Yeah, you like it?
It reminds me of some people in particular. So,
really?
Yeah.
Did you ever get into that kind of stuff before?
No, but it's just I laugh because...
It reminds you of someone
yes.
that would be into it?
Yeah.
I see.
Well, that doesn't know that he would be into it yet.
He doesn't know.
It's just
know,
funny
huh?
because it's mentality. Well, you think about it, people who are very successful and have their own business and, you know, are very demanding and controlling. Mm-hmm. And,
Then they want to be controlled in the bedroom? Is that what you think?
No. They're
no.
the ones that
So they
be,
want to keep controlling in
they
the
They would
bedroom?
Be the ones that would be... Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, because I thought it's the other way around. I thought a lot of people go to a dominatrix and stuff, so they'll be dominated.
Maybe it would work that way too, but I'm not so sure. Mm. I don't know. No, probably not. I wouldn't
no.
work.
Uh-uh. Yeah. I don't know. I don't have that desire to, to... what's the word I'm looking for? To put a woman down and to be to have her be a submissive, you
right.
know. I don't see the sexual turn on in that. But some people are into it. I think a lot of people are into it actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah. What do I know? You know, being married, you don't know anything that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
It's all the single people that are doing all this shit, man.
Yeah, I don't
Yeah. So did you hear about this congressman who claims that legitimate rape doesn't lead to pregnancy?
What?
Yeah. He says that real rape seldom leads to pregnancy, right? He's been talking to doctors and shit. And he says, first of all, from what I understand from doctors...
It's because an endorphin's released and that doesn't allow it or something? Is that why?
I don't know what his thing is. He's just obviously anti-abortion, you know, so... Mm-hmm. When people are talking about abortion in cases of rape and stuff, he says, oh, that doesn't happen a lot.
What
do you think? Don't you think it's like...
That's not true. Unless there's some scientific research where it says some weird blockage in your brain. Like when you're being raped, you're scared. So maybe like it shuts down something or whatever. If that if that's comes up scientifically, then that would be an interesting thing. Otherwise, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah, you know he's a fucking idiot, man.
Yeah.
He says, you know, he says that, okay, that if it's a legitimate rape, the female body has ways to try to shut down the whole thing. So, you know,
so,
I mean,
so it is what I'm
what
saying.
The fuck,
but...
What the fuck does he know? I don't know, but that's caused a lot of anger in many circles, as you can imagine, because, you know, I mean, to have a man say something like this is pretty ridiculous, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Leave it to women to say something like that, and if it's not true, nobody's going to say that.
That's so fucking crazy.
Yeah.
What in... Oh, man. And this is where?
Here in Washington. You know, yeah. He's a congressman.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Pathetic. Yeah, I mean, and obviously he's Republican.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Damn it, the computer is so annoying. I really, like, am... it's on the fritz.
Really?
Yes.
You need a new computer.
I know I do.
Yeah.
I know.
You need to cozy up to someone new. And rich.
Wow. No.
Yeah, so...
Do it myself.
I mean, so, you know, I mean, the thing is that, you know, I mean, you probably are for abortion, right? I think most people are.
Yeah.
And, you know, because it's, you know, I don't know, it's still a sticky point for me. You know, I mean, I'm not sure when life begins and everything, but I do believe that if you don't want a child, you should, you know, you should not have it. Because the child's going to have much worse life than if you have it and you don't want to.
Exactly.
You know.
I agree.
And many people just bring kids to the world that shouldn't. They really should not be parents and they shouldn't be.
Or, you know, kids. And I feel like there should be a cap on how many kids you're allowed to have.
Yeah.
I really do, unless you can, you have a certain amount of money.
Yeah.
Like, I think it should, I honestly, I know that sounds like bitchy and crazy and it's like communist maybe in a way. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's communism, that's what it is. But it should go by like... how much you make as a family. Because what's bullshit is the fact that people like in inner cities can keep popping out kids for more money from the government,
right.
You know, and do it on
welfare,
purpose.
So.
And yeah. And the more kids they have, the more it goes up and whatever. And that's such bullshit. Mm. But also like, you know, then again, if you have like Angelina and Brad, you've got all the kids or, you know, Octomom or whatever, if she can afford it and you have to have those kids, then fine. If you can afford it, then go for it. But it should go by your income.
Right.
I really feel that way.
Yeah.
I think it would stop a lot of just having random babies. And then it goes into, well, what if they have more?
Yeah.
Then how do you stop it? And then it's like, you kill them.
I don't know, but...
That would be like China.
Yeah.
Like how they were. Like you could only have two kids.
Yeah, one. Actually, one
or
kid.
Whatever.
Yeah. And they force you to have an abortion.
See?
Yeah. Or they... I think they fine you a lot if you have it.
That should be the same way.
Yeah.
That's what we
you
should
think
do.
So?
Yeah,
no, but that's not freedom, you know.
But it's not freedom, but yet the government's still telling you you have to have abortion.
Mm.
I mean, you can't have abortion because freedom is what you do with your body. And if you get in that situation and if you don't want the child, then you have the right to abort it.
Right.
That's freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, that's not. They're
yeah,
doing the
when
same
the government
thing
gets
anyway.
Involved, it's different. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure. You know, I mean, yesterday we went to breakfast. We were five people.
Mm-hmm.
$70. And that's for, like, breakfast. You know, I mean, it's like... So how can people... You know, sometimes I see, like, people with, like, five, six kids going to restaurants. And I'm going, how the fuck did they pay for
it? Are they paying for it?
Yeah.
EBT.
Yeah. Maybe.
EBT. But then again, it is LA. So,
yeah.
I mean... But you do wonder that.
Yeah.
Like, and that's why most of them go to Denny's.
Yeah, even Denny's would be
isn't
expensive.
Isn't it like kids eat free under a certain age?
Maybe,
I think it's like.
But I mean, even imagine when they go to Costco and shit like that, how much money they have to spend.
I guess.
It's just amazing, you know. I don't know how people do that.
Especially with diapers.
I couldn't afford a lot of kids right now.
That many
now.
Diapers?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot in general anyway.
Yeah.
Gosh.
But I think, you know, as far as raising the kids, I think once the older kids grow up, they help you raise the little kids,
right.
You know. So.
But if you have so many and you just keep popping them out, they're all on the same age,
right.
Then you can't.
Yeah, exactly. And plus, it's still the money issue.
Honestly, if we were to figure something out for, like, literally, and it goes by your how much money you make, honestly, because then our schools wouldn't be filled as much. And then, like, kids, when they're younger, would be paid more attention to.
Mm.
Because those kids that are, they're just popping them out for more welfare, they're also the same kids that are running around in gangs at a young age.
And, probably.
Because
they don't
screwing at a young age and having, you know, having sex at a young age and shooting people up and whatever at a young age because they don't have any, the parents aren't at home.
Right,
they're just the typical parents that are like, I'm going to do this because I'm going to get more money for it. You know what I mean? Like, that's the kind of people that are doing this. So therefore, we don't want their kids or their offspring because there's going to be freaking, I mean, not to be horrible, but they're not going to be properly, like, cared for.
Right.
So they're the ones that are going to go out and just fuck shit up in the world. Yeah. So we should put a cap on it somehow.
Right.
I don't know. Yeah. Figure it out.
Figure it out. But you just said you don't want to have caps because the government gets involved, like in
China. But I feel like in a way, when that's not because it would solve crime, it would help solve more crime, it would help solve, because that's what's going on. When you're, when you've got six kids in a family and you're just popping it out and the mom's working 24 hours a day or whatever, or she's all doped up, I mean, because she's just obviously having more kids to get the government paid for.
Right.
Then you're not being cared for. You're the ones running the streets and stealing.
Yeah.
Because you have to for food.
Right.
You're the ones that are, you know, sleeping around because you don't know any better.
Right.
You're the ones having babies at 15, 16 because you don't know any better also.
Right.
You just, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. Well, we have a phone call. Maybe somebody wants to chime in on that, so we'll see. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Sam?
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, how are you?
Pretty good. Hey, I was just calling in. I was going to see, did you guys talk about that movie director Tony Scott who committed suicide in L.A. yesterday?
Oh, was it suicide?
We didn't realize it was suicide.
Oops, now I feel really bad because I said they died and I said they were doing an autopsy, but I had no idea. I feel like an idiot because I know the name's familiar, but I can't think of why it's familiar. And I really didn't know what happened because, like I said, I don't watch the news because I find the news depressing, but I got a Twitter update on it. And on Twitter, it said they're doing an autopsy. And I was like, oh, okay. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw it last night on Twitter, too, from TMZ. They said he jumped off some bridge in L.A.
Wow.
And committed suicide. Yeah, he was a... He had directed, I think it was Top Gun and
a couple
of other big-name movies.
Holy shit. Yeah, it says right here, it says, autopsy scheduled for today amid reports director suffered from inoperable brain cancer. So he committed suicide.
Yeah, that's what I heard, too.
Yeah.
Oh, so he killed himself because of the cancer.
The cancer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Aww.
Wow, how terrible.
I guess so.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah, and then his brother, you know, is Ridley Scott, the one who directed the Alien.
Oh,
movie.
Yeah, of course.
That's what I was going to wonder, if he's related to him.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
They're brothers.
Oh.
Wow.
That's interesting
so
to know.
Sad. How are they taking it? Have you heard about that?
No, I haven't heard any. I haven't, like you said, I haven't seen the news about it either. I just saw it on Twitter last night.
Yeah.
And then I noticed people started, you know, tweeting about it and a lot of other, like, I think I saw a tweet from, like, Robert Rodriguez.
Mm-hmm.
Posted a rest in peace tweet to him.
Aww.
And a couple of other Hollywood people, I saw some tweets posted about his passing, so that's pretty crazy, yeah.
Yeah, and you know what, it's also really sad, the fact that he had brain cancer and then just committed suicide, but I guess he figured, like, he was suffering so much from it, and maybe he just didn't want to suffer anymore. I mean, that's, I'm not saying go and do that, but I'm saying, like, it sucks that you just give up like that, and but then again, it's like, how hard is it to sit there when you're told this and to prepare for your own death?
Yeah.
You know, like, that's got to be really hard on people around you also watching you die slower and slower. And then if it's brain cancer, it could be, it might take, I don't know, it might affect your movements eventually. And
right.
You shut down anyway. And then, you know, maybe you're nothing. And then someone has to pull the plug. I don't know.
Right.
Like, I'm not really
and
sure how it works.
It's often painful,
but,
too, you know,
yeah,
to
and
have cancer.
I know.
So, I mean, in a way... I don't condone it, but I guess it's more understanding.
Yeah.
So, what a ballsy way to end it all, though, jumping off a bridge. That's pretty crazy.
It is, man.
Now,
it is.
A weird thing with that is, and this is going to sound really psycho, but do you die from the impact of how, like, from how high you are and you hit the water, or are you dying from drowning?
I think hitting the water.
Well,
yeah.
I would die of fear of just being in the air.
You could have a heart attack in midair.
Yeah.
And this is something to contemplate. I'm just wondering. I mean, I don't. That sounds really psycho. And I probably shouldn't be saying this. I'm like, but I'm wondering, how high of a bridge was it? How high do we know?
I don't know. I know they named the bridge that he jumped from. But you guys are in the L.A. area, so you would know better than I would, because What I don't
bridge?
Live out there.
Yeah,
but
we hardly have any bridges. We just have overpasses over freeways.
Yeah, that's don't even have a bridge.
Yeah. I think there's one in L.A.
I can't remember the name of it.
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm
there's one downtown, I think maybe over the L.A. River or something, you know.
Maybe it was that one that he jumped from.
Ugh. Yeah. Ugh,
the one that's always in the movies. But
yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. The Vincent Thomas Bridge in San Pedro.
There you go. That's what the name of it was.
Oh, on Sunday afternoon.
Wow.
Vincent Thomas Bridge. Are you guys familiar with that bridge at all?
Not at all, because I don't go to San Pedro. But you know what? I'm going to Google it right now.
Actually, I think that's the big one.
Oh,
over the port.
Oh,
you know?
That's pretty big.
Wow, that would be... You see, I would die of fear before I hit the water.
Yeah, but
man.
I'm looking at it. It's really not that big.
What?
I'm looking at it.
Oh, maybe we're talking about a different one.
But it's not high. You wouldn't die from that. I don't think you would die from that. You might break a bunch of bones. Mm. I don't know. Maybe you drown.
I don't know. Just think how painful it is when you jump in the water and, you know.
And listen to this. The movie was featured in To Live and Die in L.A., Charlie's Angels, and Gone in 60 Seconds.
Oh, okay. So those are more recent, but
But I'm looking at the think of it. He died, gone in 60 seconds. Mm. So you die in 60 seconds. To Live and Die in L.A. I'm looking at the names.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's really
how ironic, huh?
The irony
exactly
of it.
How ironic.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know what? We shot over there for Lords of Dogtown back in the day.
We're in San Pedro.
Oh, okay. I know that skateboarding movie.
Yeah, we shot over there, so I do remember that bridge. But it's not that high. I mean. Yeah, I don't think you die from impact. I don't think you would die from... I would think it would be from drowning. Maybe you hit the water, it stuns you, and then...
Yeah.
Who knows?
Who knows, yeah. Let's not think about it too much.
I don't know. I'm thinking of the thing right now.
She's thinking of possibilities.
I'm thinking of the scientificness of it. Like, if I were investigating this, That's why they're doing an autopsy, because I think if I were investigating this, I would not... It's not from the impact. It couldn't be.
Yeah.
I wouldn't... And you must have either... I don't know.
Yeah.
Wonder if he shot himself beforehand or something.
Maybe he did drown. It's possible.
It's either drowning or maybe he did something so that when he... Maybe he took like some kind of painkiller or something that would, make it feel like nothing so you would die right away. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just think how desperate you have to be in order to want to kill yourself.
Oh, man.
You know? I mean,
he must have been really bad. I wonder what stage he was.
I don't know, but I wanted to bring up this article because I keep reading about, soldiers and stuff committing suicide.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's just, it's become an epidemic. They're saying in July 38, suicides were committed by, military men, whether current or former. And, so now what the military is coming up with, they're investigating or exploring the possibility of a nasal spray that would help prevent suicide. So,
what?
Yeah.
What, it has like endorphins in it or something?
It probably, it has some antidepressive neurochemical or something.
So basically it's like taking Xanax. You're snorting Xanax
or
in your nose.
Or something like that, But it probably works like right away or something, huh? Maybe that's why they put it in a nasal spray.
I don't know.
Because antidepressants you have in pills already,
You have to build it up in your system, But I mean, a nasal spray, I wouldn't really understand how it would...
Calm suicidal thoughts. That's what it says.
Interesting. So, I don't know how.
Whatever it has in it. But suicide is a big problem, man. And I can tell you, when you get really depressed and really low, it seems like, life can be painful physically because of it,
Right.
And then you just say to yourself, the hell with this, I can't.
I mean, it's really sad because it's like, it says it's inoperable. So he wasn't able to operate on the brain tumor and it was what it was. But, and I guess it depends how big it was too. But, I have people that I know that are cured from cancer, and brain cancer is one of the hardest and the worst, but if you catch it in the early stages, you can turn it around like with natural things. And the lady that I was working with in Maryland, she works with Hopkins, they're sending her cancer patients left and right. She's curing
them.
Yeah. She's getting really,
really?
Well known.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Amazing.
After taking classes that I'm doing, they were like, why don't you come here and intern here, and then I'll give you my patients. And be a dream job, but I'm not moving to Maryland. But she's amazing. She's really, really amazing. There are ways, and then there's that doctor that's in Mexico that heals patients left and right by juicing, changing your diet, like exactly what I was saying. Cut out all meats, cut out gluten, and juice, do a lot of green juicing. And he's in Mexico, right over the border in Tijuana, and has seen so many patients. People are going, a lot of cancer patients are doing that as a last resort and are being cured. And it's in Mexico, so it's cheaper. I mean, it's dangerous to get there, but, you know, it's once you're there, it's he works with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds cool. Jesse, what do you do for a living, man? Are you, like, home all day listening to us? Or
no.
No. Well, I work at night, so.
Oh, I see. Okay, cool.
Yeah, so I'm home during the day and usually up early in the morning, so
yeah.
I always tune in and listen to you guys.
Awesome, man.
And we thank
awesome.
You for that, too. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. What do you do working a night shift?
Actually, I work with my brother. We have a cleaning service business. We clean, like, offices and stuff like that.
Oh, I see. Okay, cool. So you do it when everybody goes home.
Well, I guess you can't say
that
on the air.
Yeah, at night, yeah.
I guess you can't say this on the air, but I would always wonder, like, if I'm cleaning an office, I'm going to peek around. I would, and then I would be like, oh, my God, this could be a fun movie. Think about it. Or a fun TV show on the fact that, like, you could learn office dirty secrets. I'm so serious. By going through the trash can and reading papers or going on their emails at night or digging in people's drawers. Wouldn't it be funny?
Yeah.
It'd be funny.
Yeah, write a book about that.
Oh, my God, you should. I'm serious. Think about it. I bet you, like, women, some women in there, like, they probably have, like, pocket rockets, like, hidden there. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
pocket rockets. I haven't found any of those yet. I don't know.
What if you
possible.
Did?
Say again?
What if you did?
I don't know. I'd probably just leave it alone. I'd be like, okay. I'm not going to mess around with this.
Yeah, don't mess around with vibrators.
Anyway.
All right, Jesse. Disgusting. Well, thanks for calling, man. I have other calls coming in. But
all right, man. You
we always love hearing from you, man.
Yeah.
So take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
You got another call or no?
Well, yeah, there were a couple calls, but I didn't want to interrupt him, so.
Oh,
yeah,
well, if anyone here, call back.
Yeah.
Call back.
Yeah. So that's it with suicide. You know, very, very sad, and, you know, every time you hear something like that, and especially with soldiers and stuff, you know, I mean, it just, it really bothers me.
So is this going to be, this drug that's a nasal spray is going to be available, you know, if you, everywhere, or do you have to have a prescription for it kind of thing?
I don't know what it is. I think the military is probably going to be the one first experimenting with it, and we'll see.
Maybe it's got weed in it. It's got THC.
Yeah, maybe.
Do you watch the show Weeds at all?
No.
The episode last night was really cool. They're making a drug, which is actually cool. It's a pill. Uh-huh. It's THC pill. So you take it for cancer patients would take it.
Yeah.
So this is obviously a fake because it's a TV show, but I wonder why they don't come out with that.
Yeah.
Because then it's regulated, right? Through the drug companies.
Yeah, but,
and actually,
but it's illegal still.
Here's what I think, personally. I think that the drug companies, you know, they run half of America anyway, obviously have, I bet you they've got some sort of force field with the, I mean, something with the government where they want to go in and they want to bust all these, you know, THC companies and plants because it takes away from their drugs that they're feeding their patients.
Right.
Whereas if they were to develop a THC pill that utilizes, you know, a lot of the homegrown and you know, people that are like, you know, farming weed for these, you know, companies that sell weed.
Right.
If you were to make some sort of drug out of it, then you would benefit from it.
Absolutely. There's a lot of things you can do with it.
So instead of shutting them down, make a freaking pill.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Do something good for a change and make a pill.
Yeah. Or sell joints and cigarette packs. What the fuck, man?
Right?
Yeah.
And make a living out of that. I mean, like, people would buy it.
Yeah. No, I know. The problem is that, you know, marijuana was demonized, you know, throughout the ages, especially in the 30s. And, you know, and people just became afraid of it, you know. They call it, like, the devil's weed and all that.
Yeah, but see, that's because everyone lived off the Christianity for so long.
Right, yeah.
And we're so like, oh, God. You know, but do you remember back in the Salem witch trial days? It's because they were smoking acid.
Mm.
And actually, well, here's what, wasn't just that. It was the bread that they had a certain mold on it. And so the wheat and the bread during that time, they didn't realize what mold was. I mean, you eat mold, you can trip like acid.
Really?
And it makes you crazy. So that's what kind of happened up in the Salem witch trials, and people were swearing they could fly and do all these crazy things, and literally it was the mold that they were eating on that area.
Really?
And yeah.
Wow.
And so, like, people were ostracized or killed or burned at the stake because they could do things, yet they were just high on acid or or mushrooms, essentially, or whatever the mold. I guess mold would be mushrooms. So, like, you know.
Yeah.
That kind of, yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, you know, that's what I don't understand. I mean, prohibition on alcohol didn't last. Why is this lasting? You know, because I know a lot of people want to be able to smoke all the time, you know.
Right.
And I just don't get it. But, you know, who cares, man?
Yeah.
You know that the Netherlands just stopped allowing tourists to smoke.
Why?
When they go to Amsterdam and stuff. Because they're assholes.
Oh.
They just killed the whole fucking tourist industry, you know.
Wait, so why is that? I don't understand why.
I don't know. I don't know. Because I read it some time ago. And, yeah, maybe they think it's not good. Maybe they, you know, they've become conservative. They don't want people to come there only to get high.
Mm.
And, but it's stupid, you know, because a lot of people, you know, do go there to get high.
You could probably
still do it. From Europe and stuff.
You know, I'm sure you could still do it. People are still going to do it. They got the red light district, for God's sakes. You can pick out whores.
No, I know. But like I said, locals can still do it, but not tourists for some reason.
Yeah. I don't know.
Who knows? Maybe other governments are pressuring them. I wouldn't be surprised.
Right.
Yeah.
Like I don't
anybody
know.
Cares.
Yeah, but I bet that you can still get away with it.
Yeah.
That's how they make their money, you know?
Yeah. No, that's true. I mean, it was never legal in the first place, but they sort of like just look the other way, like we have here, you know. Except there, you know, you actually have coffee shops and bars,
mm-hmm.
so you can sit and socialize.
We have those in Vancouver too.
Do they?
Yeah.
Is it legal up there now, or is it? It's not legal. It's like here, right?
It's like here, but it's been like that for years. I would say I went like 8 years ago to Vancouver, mm-hmm. and yeah, they had like I was freaking out. They had a room. It was a coffee shop and edibles and stuff, and then there was a room inside of the cafe where you go and you smoke up.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember cops walking in, and I freaked out, like, oh my god. And my boyfriend at the time was like, chill, it's totally fine, like, yeah. They don't care, they come in here to smoke too.
Exactly.
And they did, and I was like, no way.
Whoa.
And it was literally like a window, like window room inside of the bar, inside of the cafe.
Wow. I can't imagine they would be able to do that in their uniform.
They did. It was, I forget what district it was too, because there's a lot of music art district, and they called.
Because even if it's legal, I mean, it makes you high. How can you do that while you're working? You know.
I don't know.
Especially
I have
as a
no
cop.
Idea. I just remember being freaked out, like, oh my god, we're gonna be
Whoa.
In trouble. And they walked in, and I was like, really?
Yeah. I know Vancouver is a beautiful city, huh?
It is.
It's not big, you know. It's nice. It's,
yeah.
It's new, kind of.
A lot of people, though. There's
clean.
A lot of people.
Yeah, there are a lot of people.
Yeah.
But I don't know. When I went there as a tourist, I didn't feel crowded or anything. You know, it didn't seem bad.
Yeah.
And they have a lot of, like, places to hang out,
mm-hmm.
you know, for young people and things like that. So
yeah.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
It was pretty dope. I mean, it's clean, too. It's a really clean
yeah,
city.
Yeah, it's very clean.
Yeah.
And people are really nice. I wouldn't mind living there at all.
You
know? I just don't know that I want to move to Canada, but, you know.
Would you just, I mean, would you just pick up and move? Was that something you would do?
I've done it before.
Really?
Yeah. But, no, I don't think I can do it now. I have a business here. I have my kids here. I can't
you
just get up.
You could still and run this from there.
No, you can't. You can't.
I mean,
you can't.
You could open up a new one there and then have someone like, you know, like your son or daughter, they wouldn't take over it.
It's not the same, man.
Okay. I don't know.
No, it's not the same.
I don't know.
You know, I wouldn't be able to do the show here. Oh, you're saying to open another one.
Yeah.
Nah.
You open up one there, and then you've got two stations, one there, one here.
Right.
And then, you know, you just coincide.
But you still have to run this one. I mean, I can't just leave it to people to run it. I have to
You
be...
pay like a manager. I don't know. Okay, I'm going to shut up.
No, I've learned that when you have a business, if you're not there...
Then it's
going to go downhill.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be on top of it all the time.
That's true. I do see a lot with a lot of different people. And
yeah.
You can't always rely on anyone. Because you know you can do it the best.
Yeah.
And you're the most reliable, you know. And,
right.
And you want to rely on other people, but they just don't care sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you guys do anything with your new website, the Boobs No Faces or
not
whatever
yet,
you
not
called
yet.
It?
Yeah. Tits No Faces.
Tits No Faces.
Skirts No Panties.
Yeah, somebody should design it for you. You're just gonna have to get some content, though.
Yeah, they're going to. It's gonna be hilarious.
Where are you gonna get the content from? Who's all gonna show their boobs and stuff?
If there's no faces involved, people
right.
will do it.
They you think so?
Yeah.
Wow.
Plus, especially at bars, like at night, girls fucking do it all the time. Go to Vegas. Palm Springs, Havasu. There you go.
Really?
You know what? And Labor Day weekend's coming up. It's going to be all boobies soon.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You see, I don't know shit. What do I know about that?
Go to like the crazy parties in Vegas.
Yeah, you need to be single again.
For Labor Day.
I know. I feel like I'm missing out on so much, you know?
Well, just take her with you. Be like, yeah, what?
It's not the same.
She wouldn't go?
No, she would.
So just go to the hottest party in Vegas.
But how can you enjoy watching boobs when your wife is there? You know, it's not
the
same.
Be like, look, I'm doing this in front of you, not behind your back. So accept it.
Mm. Yeah, she probably would do it.
See?
No problem.
Yeah. It's not cheating. You're looking. So what? They're doing it in public. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You never know. It might make her extra horny. You never know.
You never know, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, enough bullshit for one day. All right, Brigetta, thanks so much. Have a great day. Thanks, all everybody, right, for joining us. We'll see you all tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigetta is an LA Talk Radio production, where we say what we want.